May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer.
Amen.
Please be seated. Well, for those who were here last week, and you don't have to raise your hand, but did anybody happen to write in their little books just something to think about? Yay, I saw him. Okay. Well, the lessons this week are all about comfort and assurance, purpose, and then strength from God. In the call, we start off with a prayer. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Well, that's our purpose. And it's a very holy purpose. We're to know God enough and trust God enough and know Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and have the power of the Holy Spirit in us so much that we can perfectly know our God intimately every single day. And we can write a little something every single day and just be able to rest in God's arms and have some peace. If we follow the footsteps of Jesus, we will have everlasting life. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And we don't have to worry that we weren't taken yesterday. And I feel sorry for some of those people because of the pain that causes for them. And some of them really suffer and are confused and have fear. And our God, yes, we may want him to come, but our God is never going to leave us abandoned or alone. We can trust in him. With Stephen, I thought to myself, did the people look when he told them, you know, look, I see in heaven that they're open and Jesus is at the right hand of God. I wonder if people even took the time to look. And that's what all of these lessons teach us this week. For us to take the time to look. For us to take the time to listen to the Lord. Listen to everything that we hear from the Bible, from one another in Bible study, from the music, from what we get in our communion service today. They probably didn't take the time, but for us, we are to take the time to listen. St. Peter told them, like newborn infants, long for the pure and spiritual milk so that by it you may grow into salvation. We are to be, you know, yearning for God, yearning for Jesus to be in our life. And as it says, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house, to be built to a holy priesthood, and then to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God. So what kind of a builder are we? Are we the kind of builders that reject the Lord, that don't make time or take time? Or are we the kind that do accept God? We do accept our Lord. We do accept the Holy Spirit, the power that's in us, and we use it. We actually make Jesus our cornerstone. We build everything in our lives on and around and with him. We're fortunate. St. Peter tells us that we receive comfort and love because God gives it to us. And from that, we are to be grateful and have courage because St. Peter says, now we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. All of us are a royal priesthood. It's not just me that's the priest. We are all a royal priesthood because we belong to our God. We are the new Israel, a holy nation, because we belong to God. And what's our purpose? Here it is again. That we can proclaim, that we can talk about, that we can share each and every day the mighty acts of our God who took us from darkness, from sinful behavior, into light, into holy behavior, belonging to Him, and then being grateful because we have received mercy from our Lord. And then finally, in our gospel, again, with comfort and assurance, we know we are safe because we are forgiven, we are loved, and we are accepted. Jesus never turns His back on us. We hear this verse from the Lord many times. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God and believe in Me. Jesus knew that eventually He had to leave. It was for our benefit because physically, Jesus could not be with each and every one of us in the entire world 24/7. But after His resurrection, after His ascension, with us receiving the Holy Spirit, Jesus is with us 24/7. Even when we may not see Him, Jesus is with us. And He was comforting the apostles that day. And it's the same for us today. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, so that means for each and every one of us, Jesus is preparing a place for you. Our own little nook, our own little place in His heavenly kingdom. Our Lord is preparing for us. And then He says, I will come again and take you to Myself. That's Jesus' promise to each and every one of us. And He never breaks His promise. So we know that wherever our Lord is, that's where we're going to be. That's God's love. And that's our motivation to take and make the time to know Him intimately. And we don't have to feel too bad when we have our doubts, because in the gospel, He even shows, Philip says, well, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied. They even had their doubts and their confusions then, and they had the Lord right there. Talk about quality time. And then Jesus, instead of getting angry, He says, have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still don't know Me? Whoever has seen Me has seen the Father. Jesus is God. God the Father is God. God the Holy Spirit is God. And Jesus was desperately trying to teach them that He was doing God's will only, not His own, but God's will. And He succeeded. And then at the very end, after we learn that Jesus is patient no matter what, He explains and is there for His disciples even when He's under extreme stress. He says, very truly I tell you, the one who believes in Me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, do greater works than these. Why? Because He is going to the Father. So Jesus gives them encouragement. He's not in competition. He tells them, you're going to do even greater things than Me. You know, just come to Me, and I will go to the Father. And whatever you ask, I will do if you ask it in My name. Jesus gives us assurance, comfort, and security each and every day. We are His, and He is with us no matter what. What I'd like to do is end with a prayer that is one of my favorites, and it kind of can help you. And if you want a copy, let me know. It's a prayer, it's called Just for Today. Lord, for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray. Keep me, my God, from stain of sin, just for today. Let me both diligently work and duly pray. Let me be kind in word and deed, just for today. Let me be slow to do My will, prompt me to obey. Help me to sacrifice myself just for today. And if today my tide of life should ebb away, give me thy sacraments, divine sweet Lord, today. So for tomorrow and its needs, I do not pray, but keep me, guide me, use me, and love me, Lord, just for today. Amen.